Thank you, Angelica. There are so many thoughts, aren't there, that move through our hearts and minds, even just in listening to what Angelica read. So much opportunity for allowing the richness of spirit to pass through this wonderful facility we call our body, our mind, and our spirit, our heart. Our lives are filled with a lot of variety. Some of it comfortable, and some of it uncomfortable. And Uma mentioned in the introduction, we have opportunity often to handle crisis. And being able to come to a point of stillness takes some work. It doesn't always, the stillness doesn't always happen all at once, especially if one is ruffled. And I was telling a story of my experience last night, where I woke up in the middle of the night and there was something. I'd gone to sleep with it, actually, but it was sort of more in the background in my head, and I felt just really troubled by what I was thinking about. And it went round and round and round and wasn't going anywhere. And I picked up a paper of Martin's that happened to be on my nightstand. And it was on sanctification. I got, oh, wow, I hadn't thought of that for years. This has sort of been one of the, sanctification has been one of the basic ways of allowing oneself to come into stillness. And that is done by giving thanks, by particularly, for instance, in the evening before you go to sleep and you're just about to let those eyes close and nod off, you review your day, all of it, the comfortable and the uncomfortable, the spectacular and the very simple or the mundane, and bless it all. Consider it. Consider it. Sometimes, you know, take a moment on that uncomfortable moment, that exchange you had with something, somebody that had fire in it, or whatever it was, or that somebody said something to you and your heart was deeply hurt. Taking a moment to just let that all come to a certain point of rest. Maybe that peace that I was mulling around didn't all resolve in that moment. In fact, I know it didn't. And often it isn't. Because what happens in the time of sleep is the beautiful thing that the conscious mind is at rest. And there's a chance for other things, the subconscious, the connection with our source, to be enlivened, and things shift and change during the night. Healing takes place at the physical level, but also mentally and emotionally. Shifts take place. Maybe something comes into consciousness that we're not aware yet. And when the waking up comes, oh, it feels different. Ah, wonder what that... And I found this happened this morning after I'd spent some time going over this particular thing that I was wooling around. Something was different. The atmosphere around it wasn't totally resolved, but it was, you know, it was different. And I felt this sense of peace and wonder and willingness to understand more. There'll be more to look at in this whole thing for me yet. But a certain partial resolution took place. And I just found myself so filled with thankfulness for the opportunity of remembering, I used to do that all the time, and what happened? And you realize, bring the tools of the kingdom back. Let them be remembered. Let them be used wisely. Because sometime, probably in your day there will be opportunity to use those wonderful tools. And I did have a couple of circumstances where I did use them, not even knowing they were coming, and taking advantage of the opportunity to let spirit flow. Yeah, because that's what happened. There's new space, and there's room then for this flow to happen, this connection into whatever one's working with in your world. It's magical. And the right word comes out, the right moment, the healing can be offered, because one's done some healing oneself. We have so much we can do as individuals because of the tools we have in our EDL context that we've consciously worked with over the years that can be a continued blessing throughout our days with our friends. Oh, it's good to talk to you. My friend Adam.